Chapter 10. Athena competes again. What happens in a contest between two equals? A god versus a goddess. You recall we met Athena when she was competing with that boastful lady, Arachne? Well, it seems the goddess had a big appetite for contests. Next time we see her, she's at it again, this time going head-to-head with another Olympian in a contest watched by everybody in town. You know how some cities today have their own football teams or baseball teams? Everyone likes to cheer for their own hometown and maybe for the team mascot. There's, as you might say, a rivalry between cities. Well, back in the ancient days, the cities would likely choose a god or goddess to be their official protector and representative. Unfortunately for the citizens of this one city, two deities, Poseidon and Athena, both are hoping to be the special representative. The mayor calls a meeting of everybody to discuss the situation. "We don't want to have to pick one," says the first citizen, a baker with a long beard. "Whichever one isn't our choice might be mad, and Zeus only knows what kind of trouble he or she might cause." "I agree," says a woman carrying a baby on her back. "We should just toss a coin or draw straws. Voting would be a security risk to the town. I hate to think of what might happen to us if we disappoint one of the gods." "No," says a third citizen, a senator with long hair and a fancy toga. "Let's pour hundreds of offerings onto the altars of both Athena and Poseidon. Sacrifice a few sheep, give a big old vat of wine, and maybe a bunch of loaves of fresh baked bread. Then, just let the two of them work it out and decide." "I have a better idea," says Mayor Thaddeus. "We'll invite them both to come to our next pompous Senate debate at the Colosseum, and we'll invite each of them to speak about their job assignments. Maybe after that, we can vote. Real democratic-like." So they send a messenger up to Mount Olympus with an engraved invitation full of flowery language and compliments. "Dear majestic Poseidon and Athena, we realize you are both extremely busy with all your heavy responsibilities, and we bow to you with the greatest humility. Is there any slight chance you might be able to find time in your busy schedules to attend our next Senate meeting? We are eager to hear you both give speeches about what all you're doing these days. Also, when you get a minute, check out the altars in town. The folks have really gone all out to show their respect with offerings and decorations galore. With greatest respect, admiration, and gratitude, Mayor Thaddeus." At the next Senate meeting, there's a big group of town representatives all dressed in their best togas for the occasion. They're all revved up and excited to meet Poseidon and Athena in person, but nobody knows whether or not they'll show.